praises of the chosen one, praises of the chosen Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind. Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind, a guiding light forever in our hearts and mind.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Allahumma aftah alayna hikmataka wa anshur alayna rahmataka ya dhal jalali wal ikram. O Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ. مَرْحَبًا مَرْحَبًا مَرْحَبًا. أَهْلًا وَسَهْلًا بِكُمْ. To one and all, you are watching our program called Praises of the Chosen One. Subhanallah. Jihad, dear viewers, this is the program where our hearts unite, our tongues flow in the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our souls, our spirits are illuminated to the dhikr and devotion of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Thumma alhamdulillah, we thank our Rabb Allah azza wa jalla for granting us this opportunity in the month of Ilad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Throughout the globe, the blessed Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being celebrated. Subhanallah, we hope that you and your families are part and parcel of these gatherings. Subhanallah. Likewise, this is also another gathering, whereas I'm accompanied by our weekly Naat Khans, mashallah, our esteemed, beloved Naveed Attari Hafizahullah on my extreme right, and on my left, mashallah, our Janab Hafiz Qari Riyaz Sahib Attari Hafizahullah, mashallah, who is also with us at this very moment. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, they have inspired people throughout the globe with their melodious voices. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, tonight as well, they are going to take us to the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But in a spiritual form, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we hope that after listening to these naats, kalams, and the recitations regarding the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Makkatul Mukarrama, Hamdi Bari Ta'ala, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, manaqib in the praises of the awliya and saliheen, we are able to attain not only devotion, but connection with the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, stay tuned with us until the end of tonight's episode and program, and you will surely, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, enjoy this beautiful session. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, dear viewers, before we go any further into our discussion, remember, subhanallah, we are praising the most exalted Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, he is the greatest of all, dear viewers. There was no one like him, there is no one like him, and there would never be anyone like our beloved Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Along with his greatness and his glory, his attributes and his praises are beyond enumerations, dear viewers. We cannot even fathom or imagine what is the actual maqam of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And right now, what we do, we are celebrating, we are expressing our happiness upon Allah's greatest ni'mat and bounty, and that is he has made us the ummatis of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have not asked for this. You have not asked Allah Azza wa Jalla to be his ummati, as the poet says, lamha lamha hai mujh par nabi ki ata, dosto aur mango main maula se kya, kya ye kam hai ke mere khuda ne mujhe apne mahboob ka ummati kar diya. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It is indeed the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he Azza wa Jalla has made us from amongst the ummatis of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So publicize this happiness and this joy that you experience at this very moment, subhanallah. How you can do that? As the Quran says, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ. We have been commanded to publicize the bounties and the ni'mats and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In the Holy Quran Pak, Allah Kareem states, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. And the greatest blessing is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The greatest blessing is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire world, all the planets, all the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla are together striving to please our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure is in what pleases Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Khuda ki raza chahate hain do alam, Khuda chahata hai rizae Muhammad. Subhanallah. Right now, pleasing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ba khuda khuda ka yahi hai dar, nahi aur koi mafar maqar. Jo wahan se ho, yahi aake ho, jo yahan nahi, to wahan nahi. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, as our routine is that we commence with the hamd bari ta'ala, with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I often motivate the viewers of Madani channel that we should always try and have our tongues moist with the dhikr and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as this becomes the means of our forgiveness in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirah as well. It is hope that at the time of our passing away, Allah Kareem enables us to recite the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And I'm going to turn towards our Naveed bhai. Karam farmaye inshallah azza wa jalla hamd bari ta'ala ke zariye se. Let's brighten and illuminate our hearts, dear viewers. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah.
Sunaya
سحر ہے یا اللہ یا اللہ اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ
اور بخش دے
سب نبیوں کا سرور ہے یا اللہ
صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. کیا بات ہے مدینے کی. What a beautiful حمد باری تعالی. تو ہی مالک کے بحر و بر ہے یا اللہ, تو ہی خالق جن و بشر ہے یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ. You are the lord of everything یا اللہ عز و جل. تو ہی خالق جن و بشر ہے یا اللہ, the creator of all living and non-living beings. یا اللہ یا اللہ, تو ابدی ہے, تو ازلی ہے, تیرا نام علیم و علی ہے. آئی ہائی ہائی ہائی, تو ابدی ہے, only you are the eternal, تو ازلی ہے and you are the absolute, تیرا نام علیم و علی ہے and it is only your names that is علیم and علی. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, ذات تیری سب سے برتر ہے یا اللہ. You are greater than everything ever imagined. یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ. سبحان اللہ. Our day and night should be spent in repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and knowing that He is the creator of everything that exists to your viewers. He is the owner of our lives and everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. You plan, we plan, but the best of planners is our Rabb, Allah azza wa jalla. Everything is in His control and this is how one should actually place his reliance and his trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you do your best but you leave the results to that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The results of whatever efforts and whatever are your endeavors are in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not wait for your own results. Do not give yourself the results to your efforts, but rather leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He azza wa jalla knows your condition, dear viewers. Pin your hopes upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you shall see how He azza wa jalla subhanallah will remove your difficulties. Wasf baya karte hain sare sango shajar aur chaan sitare, tasbih har khush ko tar hai. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah. Every tree, every leaf and flower, stone, stars, moon, everything in this world praise you, ya Allah azza wa jalla. Tasbih har khush ko tar hai, ya Allah azza wa jalla. The invocation of each and everything in this world is ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah. Everything glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything around us praises our Rabb Allah azza wa jalla. There is a veil between us and that dhikr. We cannot hear, dear viewers. But subhanallah, everything has recognized its creator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's whatever we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Rabb Allah azza wa jalla. Sallu على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. See how Allah عز و جل showers His rahmah and His mercy upon us. Allah is alim, you can call Rasulullah alim. Allah is rauf, you can call His beloved Habib rauf. Allah is rahim, you can call the beloved Rasul rahim. Allah is as-salam, you can call the beloved Rasul as-salam. Subhanallah. And how Allah عز و جل had showered His rahmah and His mercy upon the creation. Focus for a moment, dear viewers. think, subhanallah, he azza wa jalla has made his beloved Habib a manifestation of his qualities and his Mubarak Asma, subhanallah. For example, As-Salam. As-Salam means the bestower of peace and safety, right? When Allah azza wa jalla intended and when he willed to show the creation safety and peace and security, subhanallah, then he made his beloved Habib become the manifestation of this name, As-Salam, subhanallah. And he sent him to the planet. When he azza wa jalla sent his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this world, he says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. See, in the past, dear viewers of Madini channel, collective punishments came and people were swallowed by the earth. They were swept by storms. Their faces were disfigured. Allah azza wa jalla showered rain of punishments and torments upon them. Collective punishment came and destroyed nations. But when this nation asked for the punishment to descend from the skies, like how the previous nations asked the prophets to ask Allah to send the adab, and Allah sent the adab, their faces were disfigured, dear viewers. But when this nation done the same, Allah Kareem says in the Holy Quran, and this is not the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jalla that He punishes them, O dear Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst you reside amongst them. Allahu Akbar. This does not befit the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jalla that He punishes them whilst you, O dear beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reside among them. So this is the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla that He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amongst us and we have gained security. We have gained peace and rahmah because now Allah Kareem made His beloved Habib the manifestation of this name As-Salam. Likewise is Ra'uf. Ra'uf means the one who removes distress and calamities. Rahim, subhanallah, the one who showers kindness, huh? The one who bestows kindness and beneficial things. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam manifests this quality as well. Ab is kalam mein ab suniyega inshallah azza wa jalla. I'm going to request our Janab Hafiz Riyaz Sahib mashallah azza wa jalla to recite for us this kalam inshallah azza wa jalla. Beautiful kalam. Unki mahak ne dil ke gunche khila diye hain, jis raah chal diye hain kuche basa diye hain. Now you see how the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his smile, cheered the hearts of others. He mended the hearts, the shattered, scattered hearts of people. People that were living in anger, not speaking and talking to one another. People that had enmity and fights that went for centuries. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as rahmat, as mercy. And he removed all of those argumentations, fights and hatred. And he brought about love and muhabba between communities and the hearts of people, dear viewers. In this kalam, inshallah, azza wa jalla, we are going to, that we're going to be listening now, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Saturate your hearts with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the dhikr of Mahbub sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ji janab, Hafiz Riyaz Attari, Hafizahullah.
Unki mahne dil ke ghunche khila diye Yeah.
زار اس کا کتنا ایک دل ہمارا کیا ہے آزار اس کا کتنا چلو چلتے مردے جیتا لیے ہیں ان کی ساد کوئی کیسے رنج میں امتی کے لیے اللہ کا
سبحان اللہ, کیا بات ہے مدینے کی. اللہ کیا جہنم اب بھی نہ سرد ہوگا, رو رو کے مصطفیٰ نے دریا بہا دیے ہے. اللہ کیا جہنم. او اور اب اللہ عز و جل, انٹل ناؤ اب بھی جہنم سرد نہ ہوگا. اللہ اکبر. انٹل ناؤ ول ہیل فائر ناٹ فریز اوور, ول اٹ ناٹ گیٹ ایکسٹنگوشڈ, ول دا فائر آف جہنم ناٹ گو آف یا اللہ عز و جل. وہ رو رو کے مصطفیٰ نے, for he sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst weeping in our love, from his blessed eyes rivers have gushed forth. Allahu akbar. Yani this is how much our beloved Nabi had cried for us, dear viewers. Just a question, ya rabbana ya rahman rahimin, will the tears of Mustafa not extinguish the fire of Jahannam? Allah Allah Allah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, let me tell you and present to you this beautiful hadith. Subhanallah, this is the iman of an ordinary person. On the day of judgment, fire of Jahannam will call out to a believer and say to him, pass over me quickly. It should not be the case that through the blessings of your iman may my fire get extinguished. Allahu Akbar. Through the light of your iman, the power of the iman may overcome the fire of Jahannam. So pass over me quickly so that this does not happen. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, this is the style of the believer. When this is the iman of the believer, what do you think shall be the condition and the state of Imamul Anbiya, Sayyiduna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Allah kya jahannam ab bhi na sard hoga, ro ro ke Mustafa ne darya baha diye hai. So mashallah, Afi sahab apne bada acha kalam pada, unki mehak ne dil ke gunche khila diye hai. By his unique khushbu and sweet fragrance, the buds of my heart has blossomed and flourished. Subhanallah. Jis raah chal diye hain, kuche basa diye hain. And through whichever path our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has traveled and he went by with his scent, the streets also flourished. Subhanallah. So the beloved Rasul brought people back to life with his smile, his andaz. So what is the state of this blemished heart? This heart which is stuck in doubts, and hearts which are damaged and shattered by the worldly statements of people. People break hearts. But the beloved Rasul came to unite and join hearts, dear viewers. Bhai bhai, muhajiru ansar, are dil milana mere huzur ka hai. Subhanallah. Look at Aus and Khazraj. Aus and Khazraj were people that had enmity between themselves for centuries. Allahu Akbar. These are the same people who are called Ansar today. When the beloved Rasul went there to Madinatul Munawwara, they had arguments and fights that were coming for centuries before the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They never wished and desired to give up their fighting. But the beloved Nabi came and he united them in such a way that he made one muhajir a brother of the Ansari. Allahu Akbar. And he named them Ansar. And guess what? Not only just named them Ansar, their love became the sign of your iman as well. Subhanallah. Loving them is having the sign of iman. Subhanallah. Our iman becomes stronger when we show devotion and love for the Ansar. Because these people had love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you can't even imagine. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Our Naveed bhai, ماشاءاللہ آپ بھی انشاءاللہ اپنے میٹھی میٹھی آواز کے ساتھ سامعین اور ناظرین کے دلوں کو منور و مجلہ فرمائے. Let's listen to the kalams which our Navid bhai now will recite inshallah azza wa jalla, and he will take us to another level altogether. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. صلاة وسلام عليك يا نبي الله
مولاي يا صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم تشریف لے آئے بار بار محمد مصطفیٰ تشریف لے آئے مولایا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آبدا علی حبیبک خیر
Oh,
وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق
نوید بھائی ماشاء اللہ کیا خوب آپ نے پڑھا ہے دا فیمس قصیدہ فیمسلی نون ایز قصیدہ بردہ ماشاء اللہ وی آفن اسپیک اباؤٹ قصیدہ بردہ مینس آف خیر اینڈ برکہ ان یور ہوم ان یور لائف اف یو وڈ فریکوینٹلی ریسائٹ دس ایز آئی پریویسلی مینشن ایز ویل ٹرائی ٹو انکلوڈ سم کپلٹس آف دس قصیدہ ان یور دعا ڈیلی ان شاء اللہ یا رب بالمصطفیٰ بلغ مقاصدنا یو آسک اللہ کریم فار آل یور ٹارگٹس اینڈ یور ٹاسکس فار دا ڈے ٹو ریچ دس اکمپلشمنٹ It will be accomplished and you will reach the end of those tasks if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make this possible, not for the day only, but in your life, whatever desires you may have, lawful wishes, may Allah Kareem accept it through the infinite, through His infinite mercy and through the wasila of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, qasida, burda, subhanallah. Acha, what's important and what's very, very important for us to understand is that, yes, the author, the one who composed this qasida, remember I mentioned to you previously as well that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, suffered from paralysis and he had a stroke. But the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him shifa, granted him cure, and he passed his affectionate hands over his affected body, after which he was able to walk, he was able to do things as an ordinary or normal person. Dear viewers of Madini channel, this is exactly the reflection of Ar-Ra'uf and Rahim, subhanallah. Ar-Ra'uf, the one who removes distress and calamities, and the one, subhanallah, who bestows beneficial and good things upon a person. And Allah Kareem sent His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the dunya to remove our problems, because Allah Kareem intended to shower His mercy upon us, and thus He sallallahu alayhi wa sent His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who removed the problems of the people that came to his bargah. And not only then, 1400 years back, when people could physically meet him, see him, and gain barakah and khayr from his bargah. Nah, dear viewers, even to date, subhanallah, centuries have passed, but no one is returned empty-handed from the court of Mustafa Jani Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The lawful wishes are fulfilled at the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many people are struck with various types of calamities, pain and takleef, subhanallah. Many people have not even made it to the city of Madinatul Munawwara, but they are found saying, when I asked Allah Kareem for dua, when I made dua, and when I used the wasila of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I used his approach, I found that my duas were answered, and the beloved Nabi heard my supplications. He removed my distress. Subhanallah. Ek dil hamara kya hai, azar iska kitna, tumne to chalte phirte murde jila diye hai. When your maqam and your state is such that you casually strolling and walking, you would revive the dead, then what is this one heart which is damaged and shattered, Ya Rasulullah? What's difficult for you to mend this heart when you have revived those who are dead? This is the meaning of Ikdil Hamara Kya Hai, Azar Iska Kitna, Subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers of Madini channel, this was a qasida recited by Naveed Bhai. Ab dobara se hum in hamare Hafiz sahab ki janib jaate hain, Hafiz Riyaz Attari Hafizahullah, to enlighten us with a کلام ان شاء اللہ عز و جل
بٹ
بانٹتا لے خبر جلد جلد
تیری رضا سا
ماشاء اللہ کیا بات ہے حافظ صاحب, دل ہے وہ دل جو تیری یاد سے معمور رہا, سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا. اللہ اکبر. دیکھیں نا, دل تو سب کے پاس ہی نوید بھائی, جتنے انسان ہیں جو زندہ ہے اس کے پاس دل تو ہوگا نا, لیکن اعلیٰ حضرت نے پتہ بتا دیا ہے. اعلیٰ حضرت has given us the idea as to how a person should know کہ this heart that he has is the correct or the incorrect heart. یعنی دل, a heart is only considered to be a true heart if it has love for the beloved Nabi Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that heart which is fragrant with his remembrance, جو ان کی یادوں سے معمور ہے. That heart which is filled with not only the devotion and love but with the remembrance of the beloved Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Aur sar to sab ke paas hai, we all have a head, without a head you cannot even be alive, lekin sar bas wahi sar hai jo unke qadmon pe qurban ho jaye. Only that will be a head, only that head will be considered to be a head that is willing to be sacrificed at the feet of the holiest Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. What a beautiful kalam, Hazrat. نعمتِ باٹتہ جسم وہ زیشا گیا. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in whichever direction he went distributing the نعمت and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ساتھ ہی منشیعِ رحمت کا قلم دا گیا. Allahu Akbar, the angels of mercy, the angels who ride the risk and rosy, the angels who come to deliver the risk and rosy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by you, at your home, subhanallah, they accompany the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they, subhanallah, say to the beloved Aqa and Master, distribute as you desire to distribute, subhanallah. For Allah Kareem has given him the keys to his treasures, dear viewers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah Kareem has granted the keys to the treasures in this world to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he will open the lock of whichever treasure he desires. And he will grant whatever and to whomever he wishes to grant. As much as he wills to grant, dear viewers. No one can restrict the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he states in a hadith, Allah Kareem is the giver and I, Muhammad, I am the distributor. Subhanallah. Taqseem karne wale aqa hai. Kone deta hai dene ko mooch chahiye. Aji dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi. To give you need a mouthful of generosity, and the one who can truly give is none other than the beloved Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So yes, Hafiz sahib, you have touched our hearts with this beautiful recitation. Beautiful, beautiful andaaz aapka. Aapka andaaz bhi nirala hai, mashallah. Kalam padhne ka andaaz bhi nirala hai. And mashallah, it's an old kalam, of course, as I mentioned, composed by none other than Imamul Kalam al-Shah, Mufti Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Ab hum dobara apne Naveed bhai ki janib jaate hain, mashallah. We have a few moments before we come to the end of the program. This year is the 1500 Miladun Nabi, Mauludun Nabi. Whatever you may call it, dear viewers, we celebrate the birth of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Throughout the world, wherever you go, in whichever country you travel to, you will find the ushaq, the devotees of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raising flags in the name of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many peaceful julus and march we have had in South Africa, and there are so many that's happening in other countries, Naveed bhai. We have seen the julus of the UK. I've seen videos of Greece and other countries, mashallah, where thousands and thousands of brothers are having peaceful march, where the naats and praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are being recited. All of this is to honor the Aqa and Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are his ummatis and followers, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. The Quran has directed us and showed us how to accept this great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ni'matullah. He is the ni'mat and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what Allah Kareem says in the Holy Quran about his bounties and blessings, he says, publicize them, subhanallah. So what we are doing right now in this program, we have gathered to collectively recite the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, zawajallah, ya akhiri kalam hoga, iske baad hum ikhtitam ki janib jate hain, inshallah. We are going to be closing up tonight's program, dear viewers. Make dua for Dawat Islami and for all those, mashallah, azza wa jalla, who partake in making this program successful. Our technical team, mashallah. Our audio team, two beloved brothers, mashallah, azza wa jalla. Our, mashallah, azza wa jalla, brothers who travel from very far. And they are none other than our Hafiz Usman Sahib, mashallah. And our brother Muhammad Uwais, who travel from very far to give us this quality sound. We make dua for them. Allah Kareem bless them in this world and in the hereafter. And mashallah, our camera crew, our department, locally and overseas as well. Allah Kareem bless every one of them, mashallah, for making this Rabiul Awwal so Nurani Noor. سبحان اللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
نور آ گیا نور آ گیا نور آ گیا نور آ گیا گیا بولو نور آ گیا گیا نور آ گیا گیا حق کا نور آ گیا
سن
کا نور آ گیا ناریوں کا
نور آ گیا نور آ گیا just in line with the Quran پاک اعلی حضرت کلامز all these compositions all these kalams composed and written and penned by اعلی حضرت they are actually in the light of Quran and hadith in this way that اللہ اکبر the Quran says قد جاءکم من اللہ نور وکتاب مبین سبحان اللہ a light and an open book has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a clear book a book of course which is known as al-quran the kalam of allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and light refers to none other than muhammad rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and allah is now saying subho teba me hui batta hai bada noor ka this noor was being distributed subhanallah when the beloved rasul sarvari kainat ahmad mukhtar sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in this world in the early parts allahu akbar in makkatul mukarrama the beloved nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born subh sadiq dai halima radhiyallahu anha even states and she says When the beloved Nabi was born, I found him wrapped in a white woolen cloth. Subhanallah. Beneath him was a silk type of a material. I sought ijazat from Sayyida Amina radiyallahu anha. With my husband, I entered the room and his umbilical cord was cut. Subhanallah. He was born. It seemed as if somebody had given ghusl to him as he was born. He came out clean, subhanallah, free from any impurities on his blessed body, subhanallah. What happens next is she says, his blessed face was covered with a material. And I went closer to him. My husband and I decided that, look, we came empty. We're not going to return empty-handed. Allahu Akbar. Other women mentioned that this is a yatim child. If we will raise him, there is nothing to gain from his father because his father is late. And he passed away, dear viewers of Madani channel. So nobody wanted to take the beloved Nabi with them. At least they knew that this was in the muqaddar of Amina. Dai Halima radiyallahu anha. Allahu Akbar. And she says, I carried the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before that, when I moved the chadar And when I saw his best face, he smiled at me. I could not control myself. I took hold of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when I embraced him through his barakah and khair, before that I could not even produce milk for my own son. But after I touched the beloved Nabi against my chest, from subhanallah, from the ghaib, Allah Kareem blessed me with milk. Subhanallah. I was able to produce milk for my child. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also drank and was satiated. So this is that Noor D of Yusuf Madini channel. That is that light and that Noor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has illuminated every Sunni's heart. Every Ashik's heart is illuminated, subhanallah. His house is illuminated. And why not? As Allah has said in the very same kalam, Taj wale dekh kar tera imama Noor ka. Hai, 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 hai. The people with crowns, they come in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, crowns adorn on their heads. And this shows their awesomeness. It shows their superiority. But when the people of crowns come in front of the beloved Nabi, and when they see his imama of Noor, when they see the turban of the beloved Rasul, which is of Noor, then even they are found bowing their heads in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are found lowering their heads out of respect, seeing the awful state of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his jalalat, his subhanallah, his awesomeness, his mubarak face, his unique andaz and style, seeing his simplicity, his humility, all of this would cause them to either accept Islam, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, or fall at the feet of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and surrender themselves. Subhanallah. That is why, you know, they say, Hafiz Sahib, that criminals are always found hiding away from the authorities. But those who caused any crime in the time of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they never used to be found running away from the authority. They will be seen finding a refuge in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were found hiding and seeking his rahmah and his mercy under his shade. They would not run away from the authority, but rather they would come to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and surrender, and they would say, Ya Rasulullah, we have given ourselves to you and we know you will forgive us. Subhanallah. This is the mercy of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, we have come to the end of the program. And subhanallah, what beautiful kalams our Naat Khans have just recited tonight. Subhanallah. These amazing kalams, Naats, which really ignites the true love and devotion in our hearts for Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I did mention, please, it does not only stop to love, but these kalams supposed to actually take us closer to him, whereas we follow his sunnah, jihad. We become obedient to his andaz and his way of life. His way of life is smiling all the time, mashallah. His way of life is to pardon and to forgive others. His way of life is to, subhanallah, thank Allah at every minute and second in the day, to show shukr and gratitude to Allah azza wa jalla. His way of life is to, subhanallah, unite others. Don't break family ties. Don't sever them. But rather, bring people closer, subhanallah. And this is the way of spreading love and muhabbah, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem enable us to perform this action for His pleasure alone. We thank our Hafiz Sahib, Hafiz Riyaz Attari, Hafizahullah, for being part and parcel of this program. And we are going to hear more from Hafiz Sahib, inshallah, and our Naveed Bhai in the upcoming programs as well. Until then, keep reciting durood and salawat upon the most exalted creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next time, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Praises of the chosen one, praises of the chosen Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind. Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind, a guiding light forever in our hearts and minds.